Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to And the Writer Is. I'm your host, Ross Golan. I've written with hundreds of artists and writers over the years, and my favorite part of each session is the first hour when we catch up about life, the industry, politics, composition, whatever. So this is a journey of learning why people write songs, how people write songs, and most importantly, who the people are who write the songs. I'm producing this with the great Joe London, Big Deal Music Publishing, and Mega House Music Management. If you want to listen to the songs we discuss in this podcast, follow us on our socials, find out about special live events, or buy that merch, aka that hat I always wear, go to our website, www.andthewriteris.com. Yeah. It's so cool how different chords changes the meaning of a melody. Like,
oh every few episodes, we should just record different versions of the song to a 90s pop version.
Well, it's so weird. Like, the best, you know, one of those things that's good advice for everyone who's listening, like, there's a reason why, in a legal sense, although apparently juries feel this isn't the case, but a song is a melody and lyrics, and that's it, because you can change all the chords underneath and it changes the whole vibe. Yeah. And that's where, you know, I see why producers are a big part of it. But in a legal sense, it's really just melody and lyric, because you can change the chords and the meaning of
the whole thing changes.
Melody changes. The whole thing changes. All right. Anyway, let's get started, because, you know.
Yeah. Should we just get into it?
Let's do it.
That's what we're here for. Okay. So I think we're going to start off with a song called Shatter that was sent in by an artist named, I'm going to butcher this name, I'm so sorry. Elena Cadiz. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's just jump.
Milena.
Milena with, yeah, Shatter. Okay, give me 1 second.
That's it.
You got that new haircut, you look like Princess Di. I'll meet you at the mall, the Chinese restaurant side. You said you're making changes and you wave your hands, a watercolor wave, we disappear like sand. I wanna know the heart of it, I wanna feel the truth, even if it doesn't matter. I wanna look into its fiery eyes, step right through to the other side and see if I don't shatter. When I was just a stranger and I fell real soft into the open arms of every town I crossed, and there were oranges golden on every branch, all of those other lives caught in the same slow dance. I wanna know the heart of it, I wanna feel the truth, even if it doesn't matter. I wanna look into its fiery eyes, step right through to the other side
and see if I don't shatter. Still every road leads back across my open palm, and every sky burns out into the same sad song.
So cool.
The heart of it, I wanna feel the truth, even if it doesn't matter. I wanna look into its fiery eyes, step right through to the other side, and see if I don't shatter. I wanna feel the truth, even if it doesn't matter.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's just gonna run out here. Cool. Yeah, I mean, super sick. The vibe is so cool. Like, gives me a little bit of that, like, kind of like that girl mall rat vibes in the best way.
Yeah.
I love how, like, broken down and just, like, matter of fact it feels. Like, bedroom kind of vibe.
This is that same thing of what is, you know, what is good music versus what is a good song. Where this is a cool vibe, you know, I mean... In the spirit of, like, you know, A&R guy listening to a song to be like, what is a hit and can someone else cut this? Or, you know, if this were my artist, what kind of notes I would give to try to, you know, popify it a bit. I feel like, and the verse tempo is either, if that's the verse, then I expected when the chorus came in that then it might even go back to the
yeah, because you only get that the first time,
and then let it go into like a chorus that we don't have yet. Or I would take this chorus and be like, that's a great verse because of the patience of it. If a song started with and then you go into the whatever this verse is, and then with the verses make that the pre-chorus, and it's a little more wordy because it's faster, and then you can go either back, but something about the chorus feels like
it just
either leading to another section.
Yeah, I was gonna say it feels like it's just missing a bit of a hook. Like a melodic hook somewhere.
That's where the is the hook. Mm-hmm. And then I think by resolving at the end of the melody, it just feels like the tonic, if we're in, you know, if we're in G, then the tonic is and that's all that she's like keeps getting pulled back to. This note is like a magnet for this songwriter in this case, and I feel like it's pulling her from it's keeping her from hooking people in, because it lets people off the hook too early. Mm-hmm. But I like the rhythm of the verse, and I like the intro of the chorus, and I feel like those are elements that you could then go back and rebuild a song around.
Totally. And the cool thing about the cadence of the verse too is it lends itself to those lyrics a lot. Like it puts you in that kind of place so well, which is really cool.
Yeah, and into the verse a lot. I think the verse is something that you could build. It's just worthy of building that around. I think if you keep that verse, you cut the you make the chorus into a pre-chorus. You use the as the basis of the pre-chorus.
Yeah.
You know, and then lean into something for a chorus that we just don't have yet.
Yeah. Amazing.
But great job. Yeah. Lots of cool melodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really cool vibe. Again, like if the goal is to release an album of vibe tracks, like good to go.
Boom. Yeah. This is being like nitpicky, you know? As far as how do you get this to like, yeah, a pop artist or
if you're aiming for top 40, yeah, it's a different conversation.
Yeah. Cool. Well, awesome song. Thank you for sharing. Let's move on to the next song, which is, let's see here. Ooh, we're going to do a song called Stang.
Okay.
This song is by artist Kyle Reynolds and Ellie Duke. Or L Duke, sorry.
Nice.
L or Ellie? Ellie. We'll throw their socials on here so you guys can go give them some love. Here we go.
Weighing out the pros and cons of us.
Beautiful voice.
Laying on the bathroom floor and I still can't get up. Are we supposed to minimize love to bullet point paper cuts? It's always easier said than done. I keep trying to start a fight, hoping it'll light a fire. I'm telling everyone we're fine, but I'm not a good liar. Woke up one morning and found myself saying, the only thing crazier than leaving is staying. Cause one more day turns to a week, and if you blink it turns to a year. The only thing crazier than leaving is staying with you. It's in my blood, I'm loyal to a fault. But how am I supposed to run when I can barely crawl? 3 seconds of bravery is all I need to jump. But it's always easier said than done. I keep trying to start a fight, hoping it'll light a fire. I'm telling everyone we're fine, but I'm not a good liar. Woke up one morning and found myself saying, the only thing crazier than leaving is staying. Cause one more day turns to a week, and if you blink it turns to a year. The only thing crazier than leaving is staying with you. Just cut me loose.
Yeah, it's cool. A lot of good parts to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how long the song goes, so I'm just
cutting off after
the second chorus so we can get two more.
That was it. Really cool.
Interesting. There's like,
yeah, the one part that stuck out to me was just that, like, there's a lot of weight on that last lyric, the staying with you line.
Yeah, but what she said in the last one should be the tag to each.
Exactly.
So cut me loose.
I feel the same way.
Every time it should have been so cut me loose.
Yeah.
Or it can be
a new lyric.
Have a melody that doesn't even have a lyric at all.
Yeah.
Or a new lyric. But
it puts a lot of weight on that line, and then the only new lyric you get is you. Something about that feels like unsatisfying to me. But if you take that other line, it feels like you get a new thing and it feels exciting.
Yeah. I really like that. There's some parts to it that are really similar to the song that just came out yesterday with the new Benny Blanco one, which is not a bad thing. I'm just saying it's like it's clearly in the zeitgeist with that and the Gracie Abrams song.
Yeah.
It's really good. I don't have a ton of notes on it. It's, you know, I agree. I think the tag is something that could be tightened up. I also think the rhyme scheme in the middle of the chorus on the BB, if it's like an AB or it's like kind of like an AABA form-ish for the chorus. And I feel like that rhyme scheme in the middle, I don't have the lyrics in front of me, but I feel like that could rhyme and not just be close, just to be tight about it. I also think that in the pre-chorus, instead of like start a fight, you know, to light a fire, I thought maybe it could be like using the word spark, just
yeah,
it's just like easy, just start a spark and start a fire, whatever it is, or spark a fight and start a fire,
yeah,
something like that. There's some word in that colorful word, spark, that's cool,
colorful words to really, yeah. And I thought
but really cool song.
I thought just production wise, like, even I'm sure that's you know, more of a, it says demo, so you're probably going to continue working on it, but even just when you have like such a minimal song like that, utilizing some of the, like, you know, cliche production tricks can go a long way, like just a big reverse reverb into the big you know, vocal dropout chorus, some of that stuff to just build that anticipation a little more, or like finding a really big tension note that just leads you in, gives you that anticipation, so it feels like you're falling into a, into that vocal chorus. But super dope.
That's really good advice.
Yeah. Okay. Sick. Awesome job, guys. Cool song. Let's see what's next on the list. Who's up?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, we have Where Do We Go by Natasha Patel and Kyle Jr. Let's pull this one up. Okay. Here we go.
You're doing a lot of things. Keep it all in check, you on the go. You went through a lot of shit, but you're fighting back and you're trying to grow. Every time you see me, you go right back. I notice you ain't even trying to fight that. Chill together, roll it, then we like that. Trying to avoid that, put you on the right track. So where do we go from here? I thought you'd be the one to know. So where do we go from here? I thought you'd be the one to know. It's just getting hard to quit. Harder to admit what we know. You've been through a lot of shit. That's why you are the way you are, no. And every time you see me, I go right back. Notice I ain't even trying to fight that. Chill together, roll it, then we like that. Tryna avoid that, get us on the right track. All I care about is money and the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. I'm on one. I got some trust issues, conclusions and all that I'm jumping to. You never shown how to love in you. We're feeling alone, that's what we rushed into. Yeah, yeah.
destructive combination that me and you. You never could save me cause you need saving too. I got some trust issues, conclusions and all that I'm jumping to. So where do we go from here? I got you be the one to know. Where do we go from here? I got you be the one to know. I guess you're not the one who knows. I guess you're not the one who knows.
Well, I think it just rides out.
Yeah.
Some really sick parts voice. In there. I feel like there's some like arrangement issues. Like there was one part that happened once that was like my favorite part, and I'm not even sure which section it was. Was it like the bridge or something?
I think it was. I think if it's the same part I was thinking, I think that's the, it's the thing with patience. It's again, this is like a different thing. If you want to have a stream of conscious record, that's cool. Like half of SZA's album was that, and it's like it's so awesome. Like she's the greatest at it. So it's, if you know, I'm not gonna say that there aren't successful artists who do this well, but again, in the sake of like crossover and you know maybe more Ariana and where her is heading and some of these, you know, and when SZA's had a hit, a lot of it has had a little more structure, and that means that you have to be really patient and let each section have its moment. Like this is the best thing that you can learn from studying jazz. It's like a Miles Davis thing, but the value of a rest is the same as the value of a note. So you have a quarter rest is equal to a quarter note. In music, they have the same value. And we're so used to being like, I'm going to sing this and that's what's going to win you over. But so much happens in nothing. You know, if you were, I can't even imitate this song because she's such a good singer, but there's never really a break from
you're getting like the vocalist the whole time.
The vocals the whole time. But it's amazing how valuable, just like, you know, if you ever did something, no, and it's all this in it, because I can't get something, no, that is funny, but I can't in this way. Nothing. Nothing. I just don't wait. Nothing. Nothing. Totally. In it, on and on and on. All of a sudden, I'm focused on that melody because I've given the listener a chance to digest the brilliance that are some of these melodies. And so often songwriters step on their own intelligence as a melodicist because they're so, they want to show people the next melody that should fit, but maybe the next melody is the rest. And so as I get older and further in the business, I'm finding ways to add space. It's why when you're into, if you're into D'Angelo Voodoo or you're into Rage Against the Machine, you know, some of these bands where the space is everything.
Yeah.
It's everything. It's not about melody, melody, melody. It's not about music, music, music. It's like, listen to Untitled by D'Angelo and tell me that space isn't the main hook of that song. You know,
totally.
Anyway,
that's
good song.
Yeah, that's great advice for that song. And sometimes you can achieve that, you know, where you're trying to find space by just taking different parts of the song and rearranging them. You know, like maybe that bridge is actually like the pre-chorus. And by doing that, it gives you more space and allows the other parts to breathe. Sometimes you can achieve that just by shuffling stuff around. But
thanks for listening to this episode of And the Writer Is. If you want to hear music from this songwriter I just interviewed, be sure to check out our Spotify playlist or visit our website at andthewriteris.com. If you like what we're doing, please subscribe to us. You can also like us on Facebook and Twitter. And the Writer is produced by Joe London and published by Big Deal Music. A special thanks to David Silverstein from Mega House Music and Michael White. Until next time, this is Ross Golan.